Praise the Lord, and welcome to the long overdue season 8 on Love My Sheep. I am your host, Miss Lydia, and I'm going to try and get through this episode without crying. However, I cannot make any promises, as preparing for this season was arduous, to say the least. On that note, let me begin with a word of prayer. Father God, forgive me for delaying this season for 7 months. You gave me this season title back in January, and the title was not only daunting, but it was also a foreshadow of things that were going to happen that I had not gone through. But I thank you for your grace. I pray that those that are tuning in will experience your grace and new capacities as I have experienced. And more importantly, I pray that everyone tuning in will be drawn closer to you. May we all spend more time in your word, spend more time on our knees in prayer. As we navigate new noises and old noises, may we choose to listen to your voice alone. God, please grant us wisdom and discernment to know that the more time we spend in your word, in prayer, the easier it is to discern your voice. And your voice alone. Father God, your voice is one of comfort, strength, guidance, protection, and of course, grace. I thank you for who you are. I thank you also for every person tuning in. May you meet their every need, and may they know they are seen and loved by you more than anyone else on this earth, past or present. Father God, guide this season as you have guided me to this first episode of this season, and protect all content to be in line with your word and your word alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it has been a very long minute, and I am not sure how much I will get into in this first episode. However, let me go to the verse that will be the theme of this season. A familiar verse that we heard a lot during the pandemic, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. This is not only a crucial verse in our journey, but it also helps us tap into God's grace in our darkest hours. The spirit of fear is connected to so many things we go through. And I was so encouraged by Sister Leah's testimony and her journey with anxiety. And I know I could not delay the season any longer after hearing her share her testimony. It's not something we talk about enough in general. I mean, people may say they battle anxiety, but they don't delve into it any further. And I did not even realize I was in a long-haul battle of anxiety myself. And one of the reasons I had a hard time getting back onto this platform was because I was battling selective mutism, and something I knew nothing about until a few months ago. Selective mutism is an anxiety disorder that can prevent a person from speaking in certain situations, often in unsafe spaces, or it can even be familiar spaces or with people that trigger it, especially people who have inflicted trauma. It could be various circumstances where we are unable to speak. And I know I experienced some trauma late last year, and it was in the midst of blessings that it had happened. And that is why the YouTube series on Conversations with God and Grief was interrupted. However, even at that time, I did not know what exactly was happening. While I will not get into the specific moment that things had changed, I will say there was a spirit of discouragement that was plaguing me. I also had not realized what my true hindrance was until God showed me months later. However, I want to speak a little bit about selective mutism. I had never personally experienced anything like this before. Became reclusive, and yet I did not shut out everybody completely, thankfully. But we do have to be mindful of the habits we pick up, the company we keep, because we do not know what spirits we are entertaining. A person can be saying one thing to you and their heart could be completely somewhere else. And we can be watching or listening to something that is not of the Lord, and we are not conscious of how that molds our thought process and our lifestyle. And we cannot fake our servitude to the Lord. Lip service is much easier than heart service. And while we know out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, we do have to pay attention to what we say, the verbiage, the tone, the timing, because when it is of the Lord, it will always be perfect. When it is of the flesh, it will provoke the flesh. And that is why I am always weary of flatterers, because they like flattery themselves, and the shallow attracts the shallow, just like deep calls out to deep. And that's in Psalm 42, verse 7. Actually, let's go to Psalm 42, because it is a great chapter for anxiety. So I'm going to read it from the NIV. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over you. Over me. By day the Lord directs his love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Amen. Feeding every thought with the word of God. That is how you take your thoughts captive and make them obedient to the Lord. That said, I was in a rut. I remember morning devotions. Oh, a couple months ago even. Had become a ritual. I would start my day by reading God's word and felt so disconnected, and only later realized that I had been partnering with discouragement. How can I believe what God was telling me when I had not disconnected from my source of discouragement? In life, we all have experiences that can set us off on a detour. Maybe half the time we do not even realize we have detoured. I know for me that was the case. But I do remember feeling a low ceiling above me. And I never had that issue before. And I remember my faith was limited to what was being fed to me, and not by words, but the heart behind it. In partnering with discouragement, I was partnering with the product of the spirit of fear, which is not of God, as we see in 2 Timothy. It did get to a point where God asked me, whose voice are you going to listen to? And I made the recommitment to listen to God's voice. And in doing so, I begged of God to shut off the other voice. That is when God brought help into my life. And maybe I'll get more into that later on this season. With my battle of selective mutism, I finally understood why people in my life would not speak about certain parts of their life or answer certain questions. I noticed when I would ask about something that I had triggered something inside of them to shut off, and I did not understand it. But blocking trauma is our body's response to healing and moving forward, and that happened to me as well. I had blocked a big element of my life of the past few years, but I also believed that God protected me in that, because I know he did not want me to look backwards, but to look forward. Blocked trauma becomes an issue when it negatively affects how we handle situations. For example, I do not remember the image of my mom taking her final breath, but I do remember that that particular moment traumatized me. I am grateful that the image is not part of my memory, and I believe that was God's protection. He gives us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. Anything or anyone that does not exude or encourage that should not be part of our lives. So why would I want to hang on to an image that traumatized me? And this is what is interesting to me, that people do have an unhealthy desire to remember bad things. Folks, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. I think we all should have Philippians 4 verse 8 on loop in our heads. Partner with brothers and sisters in Christ who encourage these things as well. And if you do not have any, make that a prayer item and be specific in that prayer item and not just, God, give me godly friends. Are you looking for prayer partners? Are you looking for someone to go to church with? Are you looking for a friend who can guide you to a church? Do you need just someone to hang out with? Be specific in your petition. God will answer you. He is gracious. Keep praying for that. And on that note, let me wrap this up in prayer and continue more on this topic next time, Lord willing. Gracious Heavenly Father, how wonderful you are. You are above all our thoughts and experiences. You are above our anxieties and our fears. May we be mindful of your word. May we commit and recommit to your word and know that it is your power, your love, and your sound mind that encourages us, strengthens us, and equips us to handle life's challenges. May we honor you by admitting we fail, but you never fail us. Forgive us, Father God. And may we live each moment desiring to do better, to be more like you, to constantly purge ourselves and repent of our mistakes and to grow in your grace so we can extend your grace to others and to ourselves. Lord, be with each person tuning in, and may they desire quiet, intimate moments with you. And may seeking your face be all that we seek. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, know that I love you and the Lord loves you the most.